This is LBC London News.
4:24 right now in the capital. This is Chris Golds with you here on LBC London News. We're live from our studios in Leicester Square. Coming up, we'll take you through our top stories here in London. But right now, I want to take you to an international story that's certainly creating headlines around the world. President Trump now speaking about it. He's promising severe punishment of Saudi Arabia if it's proved that a hit squad from Riyadh murdered a US-based journalist at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. But the president says he won't cancel a US arms deal with the Kingdom. Saudi and Turkish officials holding talks on the disappearance of the journalist. Let's get more from Simon Marks, our US journalist who's in Istanbul for us. A very good afternoon to you, Simon.
Good afternoon to you, Chris.
So take us to the beginning of this story for those of us who might have not have heard about it this week. It's been quite extraordinary, hasn't it?
It has been totally extraordinary, and it is the dominant news story here in Turkey because, of course, this took place on Turkish soil. Jamal Khashoggi, who is a US-based journalist, a permanent resident of the United States, a green card holder, came to the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul. He's a Saudi citizen, and he needed to get a document so that he could proceed with his marriage to his fiancée. His fiancée was waiting outside the Saudi consulate here in Istanbul. He went inside. This was 11 days ago. He never came out. He knew that he was at some risk because he apparently had warned his fiancée that if anything untoward occurred, she should reach out to Turkish officials, and he had apparently provided her with contact information for some senior figures within the government of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan here in Turkey. She raised the alarm very quickly when he did not emerge from the consulate, and nothing has been seen of him or heard from him now over the course of the last 11 days. Turkish officials say they have evidence that he was murdered inside the consulate by a hit team that was flown into Istanbul from Saudi Arabia shortly before Mr. Khashoggi entered the consulate, and they left Turkey and returned to Saudi Arabia very rapidly shortly after Mr. Khashoggi is believed to have been murdered. And Turkish television is replete with closed-circuit television images from cameras outside the consulate, where you can see these Saudis entering the building. A black van lingers outside the building for a while until it drives into the consulate property. It then ferries whatever cargo is within it to the Saudi Arabian ambassador's residence here in Turkey. So this is a monumental standoff now between Turkish and Saudi officials. A Saudi delegation arrived in Ankara last night. There are weekend talks underway between Turkish and Saudi officials, with the government in Ankara insisting that it wants to know exactly what happened to Jamal Khashoggi. And as you said, Chris, this obviously has massive implications for a US government led by President Donald Trump, who has had friendly relationships, very friendly relationships so far, with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, the 33-year-old heir apparent in Saudi Arabia, a man whom the White House seemed convinced was a new reformist figure sweeping through the House of Saud. Now they find out that perhaps he ordered the murder of one of his own citizens, a green card holder on Turkish soil and a reporter who wrote for, among other publications, regularly for the Washington Post. So this is an enormous, enormous issue.
Absolutely. President Trump says the US will inflict severe punishment. He's told CBS the Saudi authorities deny doing any wrong. So let's hear what he had to say there.
It's being investigated. It's being looked at very, very strongly. And we would be very upset and angry if that were the case. As of this moment, they deny it, and they deny it vehemently. Could it be them? Yes. In the not-too-distant future, I think we'll know an answer.
So that's President Trump speaking there. Simon, what sort of severe punishment could the US inflict?
Well, I think we're all going to find ourselves debating the definition of severe punishment, because in that same interview, President Trump made it clear that he has no intention of cancelling a $110 billion arms deal that has been struck between the United States and Saudi Arabia, saying that would endanger jobs in the United States and damage companies. And he actually singles out in that interview Boeing and Raytheon and other companies that are hoping to benefit from that arms deal with Saudi Arabia. So what kind of severe punishment does he have planned? There are other sanctions that I suppose he could take, but there are enormous questions for his government here and for his own son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who has been the point person developing the relationship between the Trump administration and Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince in Saudi Arabia, because there are suggestions that US officials were warned of a plot to try and abduct Jamal Khashoggi by the Saudis. They were warned by the Turks of this possible plot. And the question that the Trump administration is going to be asked is, what did you know about the threat to this green card holder? What steps did you take to make him aware of the threats that he faced? And did you do enough to protect his life as he headed into that seemingly deadly meeting at the Saudi consulate here? President Trump seems eager to try and maintain his relationship with the Saudis. And if you listen to that clip that we just played there, there's echoes in that of something that he said in the past about Vladimir Putin, where he says the Saudis have denied it and they deny it vehemently. He says exactly the same thing about Vladimir Putin whenever Vladimir Putin is confronted over allegations that he interfered in America's election campaign back in 2016. President Trump says, well, he said to my face, you know, he denied it. He denied it vehemently. So I think there's a signal in the language that President Trump is using there that this severe punishment may not be quite as severe as many members of Congress who are furious about the events of the last few days are hoping.
And another story that is connected in some way, Simon, an American pastor accused of terror charges in Turkey has been released following intense political pressure from the US. Donald Trump saying in a rally that he's pleased he's finally free, but insists there was no deal to secure his release.
He suffered greatly, but we're very appreciative to a lot of people, a lot of people. There was no deal, but we're very happy to have him and have him in good shape. I hear he's in very good shape.
So talk to us more about Andrew Brunson.
So Andrew Brunson will actually be meeting Donald Trump in the Oval Office in a few hours' time. President Trump very eager to demonstrate once again that he has helped an American in trouble overseas, and on this occasion, an evangelical Christian. So the president obviously hoping that that's going to boost his prospects with Christian conservative voters in the midterm elections back in the US that are right around the corner. Andrew Brunson was accused by the Turks of providing support for the attempted coup against President Recep Tayyip Erdogan that took place a couple of years ago. And he was detained. He'd been a pastor working here in Turkey for many, many years, ran an evangelical Christian church in the south of the country. He was initially imprisoned. Then recently, he was allowed to remain under house arrest. He was convicted of acts of terrorism by a court here in Turkey. And that conviction stands, even though he's now been freed and allowed to return to the United States. This became a massive irritant in the relationship between the United States and Turkey, leading to the Trump administration to introduce economic sanctions against the government of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in Ankara. The Turks have selected a very propitious moment to allow Mr. Brunson to go, because on the one hand, they deliver a huge gift to President Trump, as I say, less than a month before those all-important midterm elections that are going to decide whether the Republicans manage to maintain control of the US Congress. But they also help the Turks at this particular moment, because the Turkish economy is under enormous pressure. The lira, the country's currency, has collapsed dramatically. dramatically in value over the last few weeks. So an alleviation of American sanctions may improve the economic outlook here. And if you put all that against the backdrop of these ongoing conversations about the fate of Jamal Khashoggi, the journalist seemingly murdered in the Saudi consulate here, there is an opportunity that one can see for both sides dramatically to improve a relationship between the United States and Turkey that over the past year or so really has been in freefall.
And what do you think might happen next?
Well, certainly you're going to see President Trump at the White House, I think, making great hay out of the fact that Andrew Brunson is back on American soil. But once that's over, attention in the United States is going to return to the issue of Jamal Khashoggi. And it is being corralled to a great degree by the newspaper for which he wrote, The Washington Post, which is relentlessly publishing articles, opinion pieces, enjoining other newspapers and news organizations in the United States to raise the issue of Jamal Khashoggi on a continuing basis with the White House. And also there are moves in the United States Congress with senators, certainly on the Democratic Party side of the aisle, saying the arms deal with Saudi Arabia must not go ahead. But, you know, there's a further indication of the way in which the Trump administration is viewing all of this, while all sorts of media organizations and commercial businesses, including Britain's Richard Branson, have dropped out of a forthcoming trade and investment conference that's going to be held in Saudi Arabia. At the moment, the US Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is still planning to attend. He's a very senior figure within President Obama's cabinet. That further underscores the notion that when President Trump talks about severe punishment of Saudi Arabia, we are all going to be, I think, agonizing over the definition of precisely what that term means.
Mm. And what's the mood like in Istanbul, where you are?
Well, look, I mean, as I say, the dominant story on television and in newspapers here is the Jamal Khashoggi story, although clearly there was a lot of coverage yesterday of the decision to allow Pastor Andrew Brunson to return to the United States. I mean, the Turks, I think, see diplomatic opportunity for them in both of these stories. Will Turkey, for example, be able to extract some concessions from Saudi Arabia to put pressure on Iran to improve the situation, particularly in Idlib, in the north of Syria? Are there possibilities here for a warming of the relationship between the US and Turkish governments over not just the Khashoggi issue, but also the release of Pastor Brunson? When they first met, when Donald Trump was first campaigning for the presidency, and then when he became president of the United States, President Trump often expressed personal affection for Recep Tayyip Erdogan, the Turkish president. And it's notable that on Twitter today, he specifically thanks President Erdogan by name for releasing Pastor Andrew Brunson. So then the relationship became much more fraught as a result of Brunson's detention and the economic sanctions and the pressure that was building in Congress for the United States to take a tough line on Ankara. There is a possibility here now. There's an opening here for a warming of the relationship, and that just a few months ago seemed very, very unlikely.
Well, brilliant to talk to you. Thank you very much for taking us through all that in detail. Simon Marks, our US correspondent, live for us from Istanbul. It's 4:37.